you're making the kli chazak strong again. Like Rashi says, kishakli matchis cham, when you have a metal kli that's heated up, v'noisna toichit, certainly you put now cold water inside it, mechazka mes kli, it's mechazik the kli. V'zuhi gemar malachton atzorfim, this is the gemar malach of tzorfim. So what, after you heat up the kli and it gets nice and soft, when you put cold water, you mechazik the kli. If this is an issa d'iraisa or an issa d'rabbanan, some say when you're really mechaven to mitzarif, it's an issa d'iraisa. It's like binyan, you're being born in a keli. And some say no, about it's only an issa d'rabbanan, it's only mechzei kimisakin. But the kasher is, how could you fill it up now with cold water? You're being mitzarif. The teretz is Reb Shimon he. The yom adavish sheni meskaven muta. Hey, the pshat is when you fill it up with cold water, you're not mechaven now to mechazet the kli. Your kavana is you have ice cold water. You want to make the water lukewarm. That's your kavana. You're not mechavan to make the kli chazik. So therefore, let Reb Shimon davar sheni meskaven is mutter even on Shabbos. And Avad Latoyza speaks out. We're talking about it's not a psik ratio. Like it's not vada. You're putting in enough cold water. The water is so cold that it will vada be mechazik the kli. Because where it's a psik ratio that will for surely be mechazik the kli, then it's also even davar sheni meskaven. We're talking about it's not 100% zikha that you will be mechazet the kli. Therefore, since you're not mechaven, it's muta. For the more mask of lo abaya, midi mecham shepinim emenu mayim ketoni. Does the Mishnah say this hot kettle that you emptied out the water? Is that what the Mishnah says? Shepinim emenu mayim. Does it say you emptied out the water? Mecham shepinu ketoni. The Mishnah stam says you have this hot kettle of water shepinu that you stam took it off the fire. That's what's mashma. It's not mashma. You emptied out the pot of its water. Just you took the pot off the fire. That's all. Hey, the Mishnah says mecham shepinu. Hey, this hot kettle of water you pinu means you took it off the fire. That's all ketoni. So what does it got to do with emptying out the water and putting in cold water now? Elorom Rabbi, this is pshat in the Mishnah. Ha mecham shepinu. If you have this hot kettle of water that you took off the fire, shepinu, v'yesh boi mayim chamin, and there's still hot water inside this kettle, is lo yitro teichen mayim watim. You're not allowed to put a little bit cold water inside this hot pot now. V'shvil shechaimu, because you put a little bit cold water, the hot water inside it, zich is going to cook it up, or make it to yatsa let this boy, like we had before, that's the sheer vishul, that if it's so hot that if it falls on the tinnik, on the kreisa shotinik, on the stomach of a tinnik, it'll burn him. And the Maestro, we said that the shurim lechumra is, I mean, the machmir is at 112. Now 112, when it gets to the degree of 112 degrees, some say that's already yatsa let this boy. Other people say it's first at 120 or 140. But kolpon lechumra, usually machmir, you shouldn't make it more hotter than 112. If it gets to 112, that's a shail suffix already is the bishul. So mainly if you have a little bit cold water and put it into a lot of hot water, it's mistarva, the water is still going to be at least 112 at yatsel at this point, so being a sabishal. So that you shouldn't do. Avo, what's the eitzah? Noisen letoichoy mayim rubim. You're allowed to pour in a one shot a lot of cold water. Mayim rubim it's muta. Kedei lav shirim. Because after when the water falls inside the kli, it's not going to be hot anymore, because you put a lot of cold water in. All it's going to end up to be just to be lukewarm. So there's no issa bishul involved, that's mutter. I lechura, the first drop, when the first drop of water touches the hot water, that first drop is being mevushal. It's first later, when all the water falls in, a lot of cold water, then the bottom water becomes warm-like. But metchila, the first drop that falls in, that's the chiddush, we don't look at that. We look at, since the water is falling in one shot, by water, like yesh bilu, the whole thing gets mixed up together. So about when the whole thing is there together, it's not going to be yatz letzis boy, it's mutter. Another pshat is that even by bishul doesn't happen in 1 second. Omlal, if you put something on top of the fire, it doesn't take 1 second to be over this bishul. It takes time till it gets cooked up. And there's a shir, we'll see later, k'desh rasayach, how long it takes. Here also, when the water, this cold water, falls into the boiling hot water, it's true, the first drops of water that touch the bottom water become a bushel. It starts to get heated up. But it takes time till it gets heated up. It doesn't take 1 second. So while it's being heated up, since you have a flow of more and more cold water coming in, so by the time it's supposed to be mevushal, it's not even hot anymore on the bottom. It's already only lukewarm. That's why it's mutter. But that's the eitzah. The eitzah is to pour a lot of cold water into the hot water pot, and it'll only be klei lav shirin, that's mutter. Weiter now. O meichem shepina mimeno mayim, but a meichem a hot kettle, that you emptied out the water, you took out all the hot water from the kettle, is a locha lo yitin atoichon mayim, kol ikur. You're not allowed to put any cold water into this pot, even though you put a lot of cold water in now. So if you put a lot of cold water, there's no istabishal. If you put a lot of cold water, all it's going to turn out to be is lukewarm. It'll never become yatzla, this boy. Still it's also. Why? Mifnei mitzarif. Because you have this pot that metchili, you cooked up the pot. So when the pot, the metal gets hot, it becomes soft. Later, when you put the cold water in, you be mitzarif the pot. You're making the pot chozik, which is either an issa deraisa or an issa rabbonin, but it's awesome. And vaitiv Reb Yehudi. Hey, see, all that Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. So yom adovah sheni meskaven osam. Even though when you pour the cold water into this hot kettle, you're not mechaven now to mitzarif the kli. You're mechaven stam to make the water lukewarm. But since you're doing an issa be mitzarif the kli, I leave it to Reb Yehuda. It's awesome. So that's the way. That's why Reb Yehuda. This is the way Abai learns Pshat in our Mishnah. That a Mishnah goes a libud of Yehuda, that if you emptied out the kettle of water, you're not allowed to put in cold water, even a lot of cold water, because there's an issa then a bimitzar. Shein v'skavanos. Omara, lo yishon uel ale hafshir. You should know it's only also to make it lukewarm. Avol litzarif, it's also. Zitrashi, avol litzarif shepinu memenu achamin. It's only mutter lahafshir to make it lukewarm. That's what's mutter. Litzarif awesome. But if you kavoner is to mitzarif, because you're putting cold water in now to mitzarif the kli, that's awesome. So trashi av litzarif means shepinu imenu achamin. If you emptied out all the hot water and now you're putting in cold water, that's mitzarif. It's an issa deraisa, it's the rabbanan, you'd be mechaz the kli. That the Rav says Lashon Lahavshir means that there's still some hot water in the kettle, and you're adding now a lot of cold water in there. So all that's going to come out is going to be, the water will be now lukewarm. That's mutter. Because al vishol, there's no vishol. Since you're adding a lot of cold water into it, it's going to end up just to be lukewarm, not yat letters, boys. And now it's mitzarev to mechaz the kli, you're not, because there's still hot water in the kli. So kol zaman, there's hot water in the kli, there's no tziruf. Just if you empty out all the hot water and now you add new cold water into the pot, that's also you be mitzarif. That's Rav, and Rav holds like Reb Yehuda that Dovah Sheinu Meskaven is also. O Shmuel Lamano, afil mitzarif nami mutter. Shmuel holds even to mitzarif, that means even if you emptied out the kettle of water, all the water is out, and now you add new cold water in, still it's mutter. Friat Gemara Tzarif Lechachila Mishari. Hey, Mashma Shmuel says even if you mechaven for that. As you know, you had your hot kettle of water that was heated up. So metu, when it's hot, it gets soft. Now you empty out the water. Now you have kavona to add cold water to mitzarif. Is that also mutter? That's zichosiv you have kavona. Eliyit mahokid. This is what the Gemara means. Omar Rav, lo shenu ela shir lahavshir. It's only mutter to put in a small amount of water that will only become lukewarm. Al b'shir letzarif, you can add a lot of cold water that will make the pot cold. That's awesome. Even though you add now a lot of cold water into the pot, that the water now is maybe mitzarif the pot. But since you're not mechaven for tziruf, your only kavanah is to make this cold